Chuck Todd from NBC with us this morning, the chief White House correspondent and political director. And before we get to all of that kind of delicious stuff, how about that kick to the stomach we all took collectively in this area yesterday afternoon? That was a tough one, wasn't it?
It is. And now, of course, all this, you know, what matters more is RG3's health at the start of next season. So
can't even believe we're talking about the possibility that, you know, his future's been damaged here.
Yeah, and if that's the case, you got to think that this is going to be what should have been a celebratory offseason for the coach and what seemed like we were finally going to get stability with the Redskins, right? Stability at quarterback and stability at coach, and now we have this controversy.
It was interesting, you know, because Republicans, Democrats differ on just about everything, even what time it is, but when it comes to Redskins football, they were united. It was such a lovely thing while it lasted.
Exactly. So now this means the bitterness and acrimony. Had the Redskins moved on, everything would have gone it'd be smoother sailing this morning for Chuck Hagel for the fiscal clown.
Well, as long as you mention that, we got Chuck Hagel to be nominated today as the next Secretary of Defense, John Brennan to head the CIA. Surprisingly, there is already a lot of opposition to Chuck Hagel from his former body, the Senate.
It is, and you know, usually you think a former senator, they get a lot of deference, but this is it's an interesting potential negative coalition being built against Chuck Hagel, both on the left and the right, and you have the problems he's got among his fellow former Republicans are all about Iraq. You know, you're going to hear conversations about Israel, conversations about Iran, but what this really was is there was a lot of senators who served with Hagel at the time who thought Hagel, you know, sort of was a personal slap in their face when he was used as sort of the go-to anti-Iraq war Republican during the late stages. Post-surge, think 06, 07, 08, sort of the last couple of years, when Hagel flipped big time on the war. And so there's still sort of personal bitterness there with some of the predictable senators, if you will, Senators McCain, Senators Graham, you know, people that were leading supporters of the Iraq war and, more importantly, the Iraq surge, things like that. But on the left, of course, you have it's twofold, you know, his comments. And this really is sort of one phrase that he used that set folks off, and when he referred to AIPAC, essentially, the pro-Israeli group, as the, quote, Jewish lobby, and that offended a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle, but there are some Democratic senators who it gives him pause, and then some remarks he made about a gay ambassador nominee back in the late 90s that, for instance, has fired up Barney Frank, the former congressman who may serve in the U.S. Senate temporarily.
So Chuck, why is he nominating this guy?
He's got a lot of potential landmines here for confirmation.
Why is he nominating this guy then?
Here's the president's point of view, from the best I understand, is number one, he wants somebody at the Pentagon who wore the uniform. Number two, he wants somebody at the Pentagon who wore the uniform that will not be afraid of generals. You know, there's always that civilian military tension at the Pentagon, and you know, some defense secretaries are thought of as sort of sometimes being, you know, pro generals and all this. You know, there's always that dynamic people study very carefully. And I think the president also knows that the next 4 years, the Pentagon fights in this town over funding and budgets and things like that. It's going to be about downsizing the Pentagon. We know that the Pentagon's going to get downsized. How do you downsize it? How do you do it? And in the president's mind, politically, isn't it better to have a Republican do it rather than a Democrat?
Chuck, real briefly, any opposition expected to John Brennan to head the CIA?
No, and that's what's funny. You know, 4 years ago, Brennan was the president's first choice to head the CIA, and Brennan's supposed support over some of the quote-unquote enhanced interrogation techniques, torture, things like that, doomed his potential nomination before it ever got off the ground. Talking to administration officials this time, I said, what makes this time different? And they said, well, Brennan has helped rewrite this policy and that there won't be that kind of opposition on the left to him that there once was. He will get solid Republican support. So Brennan will skate through. And this is, by the way, this really does sort of change the intelligence dynamic. Remember, CIA was supposed to become less and less influential in the intelligence community. The president putting basically his most trusted national security advisor at the CIA means CIA sort of trumps every other intelligence community that there is, DNI and all those things.
Hey, Chuck, great stuff. And, you know, like you, the rest of us here are putting a little salve on how we feel over this Redskins loss yesterday, but also looking at the totality of the year, thinking we were pretty lucky.
I was just
going to
say, who thought this was a playoff team?
Right,
come
exactly.
On. You know, and who thought this was a playoff team that could actually win a game?
I guess right. We'll take it.
You know,
as long as RG3 stays healthy.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, guys.